Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Let's do it. Come on, Frankie. Come on. Hello. Frankie. Oh, wow. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Yeah. 7:09 and everything's fine, but don't know if Swami Sanjeev from India is, I was late, they were late getting me on here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Frankie. Okay, that's it. Thank you, Frankie. Okay. Hi. Hello, world. This is me. This is me. Whoever me is. How are you doing? I bet you've been through some challenges, so you have to rise above them and you live day by day. Swami Sanjeev from India is supposed to be on, and guess what? They timed me wrong at 9 minutes. I was supposed to be 7 o'clock. Blog Talk Radio's got me on at 7:14, and I don't think Swami Sanjeev from India will be on. Sure hope he does call, that's for sure. But anyway, we'll wait for his call. While we're doing it, well, let's do some philosophy. Here we go. Discontent? Say something about this, okay? And I'm going to say something about this. Discontent. Blaming. Complaining. Self-pity. Cannot serve as a foundation for a good future. No matter how much effort you make. Thank you, Eckhart Tolle. This is what discontent, blaming, complaining. And I'm going to say this again to all you people listening. Complaining of Swami Sanjeev, he is online. And I can't get to him. Swami, come on, phone. From India. Anyway, I'm going to say it again. Cannot serve as a foundation for a good future, complaining. I'm going to give every one of you people 48 hours. No, do not complain. And I want you to phone me next Monday and tell me how it worked out that you just let go of complaining. Complaining gets you nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Believe me. Okay. So, another thing is the poor me attitude. Self-pity. That would be poor me. Okay, oh, poor me. Why me? Why me? Well, I'll tell you. Self-pity is ego. Oh, poor me. And I have invented 20 years ago the ha-ha technique. And I do them in my classes. Hurt, anger, humor, and acceptance. Wow. And get people out of that negativity. Talking about negativity. Being negative only makes a difficult journey more difficult. I'll repeat that. Being negative only makes a difficult journey more difficult. I believe that. That makes sense to make it more difficult. Every time you think something positive into the universe, the world changes. Your kindness invites miracles to show up. Not just in your world, but in the whole world. Can you imagine you think one positive how much it travels? Wow. I know this is going to be strange for you to understand this, but I had a friend who has an earth calm, something saying that he feels good with it 3 months ago. Oh, it feels so good, this thing he's got. And just a minute, somebody else is on listening. There we are. And I said to him out of the blue, please, please, get rid of that machine. And he said, thank you. And guess what? His life changed. And I don't know why, but that came. And as I said, what has happened is we have Swami Sanjeev on here. Yes, we do, everybody. Yes, let's give him a good hand. Here we go. Here we go somewhere. Oh, we don't have to go. Come on.
Hello.
Hey, there he is. Swami Sanjeev. Thank you, Frankie. That's enough. Yeah, they started the show. They started the show, Swami Sanjeev, 9 minutes later. Don't ask me why, but that's how it worked. So I couldn't do anything about it. It's Blog Talk Radio's problem. It's not mine. I got it ready. Okay.
Yes, no problem.
Here.
Yeah.
And you missed a few things, Swami Sanjeev. I'm going to go back again and hear what you say about this. I've already said what I said. Discontent, blaming, complaining, self-pity cannot serve as a foundation for a good future, no matter how much effort you make. Eckhart Tolle said that. And I just told the world that I command people who complain to not complain for 48 hours, and I promise them that their whole life will change. Okay. What do you say? I think that's a good thing to tell people. For 48 hours, do not complain. Right?
Yes. You cannot.
Every time you put something positive into the universe, the world changes. Your kindness invites miracles to show up, not just in your world, but in the whole world. Right?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's it. Now, your world, yeah? I know what I'm noticing. A lot of people spiritually talk, okay, that I've been noticing, but they're not walking their talk. Love unconditionally, do this, love that, love everybody. But they're not doing it. They're just talking. What do you think of that, Swami Sanjeev?
Which is a great misery. Pain and suffering in our life, when we are just talking about unconditional love, forgiveness, kindness, gratitude. But whenever situation arises, we are not trying to follow it in practical life. Instead, we used to complain.
Who used
to complain?
It doesn't
make any sense.
I want to hear who's complaining.
like the people who just share their talk about loving, forgiveness, kindness.
Yes.
And they complain to somebody else. They complain to others because they don't follow it practically. Instead, they blame somebody else, which is not good. And you are absolutely right that the people who are spiritual, so-called, or whatever, they have to create a great space within in order to dissolve negativity, darkness, and follow whatever they said, then it has real meaning of the life. And once you follow it, the other will follow you.
Well, that's good. Now, next one. Your world is a reflection of your thoughts. Of course it is. Improve your thoughts, improve your life. So the power of the mind does not want to talk. Like, I don't want to watch the news. People say, oh, you should watch the news. You should. Why would I want to go into that lower vibration to watch the news? Right? It's not good news. But it's just like the saying that I keep saying over and over again, it just come back again. The universe is not punishing you or blessing you. The universe is responding to the vibrational attitude that you are emitting to the world. So it's where our vibration is. If we get sad, it's harder to get in tuned with the universe, correct?
Right.
So we must stay with the universe. Worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. How do you like that one, Swami?
Worry.
Start living your life fearlessly.
Yes. Worry, anxiety. You know, it will take you into the past or future. Maybe for whatsoever reason. Maybe some accident would have taken place and it has just presenting in this moment in the form of memory, flashback. So it doesn't make sense if we keep on thinking about those things which had already taken place before. Because you are living here into this moment. So that's what the things are.
Yeah, you're living in this moment, living in the now, which, you know, is what a child does. And I really believe we're to go back to that child part. You know, that's when we're living in the now. Okay, start living your life fearlessly. Go ahead, take the plunge into the unknown. I love this. This is so exciting to me instead of living a boring life. Next one.
As you shared, like children live into this moment.
Yeah.
And they live with awareness because they are innocent. And they disconnect with the past and the future completely.
They don't have any past.
Yeah, they don't have any past because they don't live with mind. They live with awareness of whatsoever is happening into this moment. You must have observed them that whenever they go for playing anything, they keep on playing. Whenever they go for laughing, they keep on laughing. And before they go to the bed, what they do? They just sleep immediately. But whenever we go to the bed, what we do? We keep on thinking about past, keep on thinking about the future, and we cannot sleep properly. Because we are lost in dream, goals, ambition, the past, the thoughts of worry, the thoughts of fear, thoughts of this and that. And we are badly stuck. So we cannot get rid of them as long as we start living into this moment. So therefore, the children are the best example of living with awareness into this moment.
Now, you call it awareness, and I'll call it the children are spirits to me. That's what children are to me, is a spirit. And they, when they see anybody, or they see their spirit, they can tell by looking at the person that they can see something that we can't see, that we've outgrown. They're spirits. You know that, Swami Sanjeev.
Yes. I agree with you.
Yeah. And it's like what we say is we have to go back to the childlike, but with full consciousness. Actually, Mahar Baba from India said that we have to go back to being young, be childlike, but with full consciousness. You know, to be aware, like you said, the awareness is what that's where we have to go. Even if we're 30 years old, 40 or 50, we have to go back to that child part, but with full consciousness. What do you say about that one?
Yes, the child live from moment to moment, and they always aware of whatsoever is happening, and their consciousness is full, whole, and it reflect, because they live into this moment, physically, mentally, psychologically, or by whatsoever ways. Yes.
Yeah. So, next one is, I create a reality filled with love, joy, and abundance. And if we could all do that at all times, I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but I'm working hard at it, and everybody, I hope, is working hard to be that reality of joy, love, and abundance. As a matter of fact, Swami Sanjeev, I got a picture of Jesus laughing. This man was a joyful man. He was not an unhappy man. It's hard to get to these people. I asked him, do you want a picture? I took a whole pile of copies of Jesus laughing joyfully. And I said, do you want a copy? Oh, no. I don't know if I can take one. I don't know what to say about that. But did you see the picture of Jesus laughing?
Yes.
Why aren't they showing that? Why are they showing the cross? And I don't want to go there. Let's not talk about it. But you know what I'm saying. Why are they showing the pain and the suffering? I don't understand. Jesus was a happy guy.
Yes. He was the happiest man on the earth because he used to share his wisdom with the people and he used to heal the people.
Yeah.
So therefore the happiness come from them. And he had attracted abundance in the form of loving, forgiveness, kindness. So what a beautiful moment he was. And he was living in peace, though he was living with the street. He was trying to heal the people. He was trying to make transform and awaken the people. But he was living joyfully. He used to laugh. He used to smile on the people because he wanted to heal them. And therefore the joyfulness come. Therefore the happiness come.
So why do the people that we're all helping out here, has Jesus on a cross? Why?
Because
I do not understand that question. I understand it, but I don't know whether to say it on the radio. I don't know. But I feel it's because people are so low in themselves, they want to see somebody worse off than them. To see Jesus on the cross.
There was a great message behind it. Those people who just put him on the cross, Jesus forgave them, I can. Jesus shown compassion, love, and what he said about them, that those are unaware, innocent people, therefore they put him into the cross. So we should try to forgive them. So therefore Jesus was at the highest level of the compassion on the earth so far.
Yeah. But I really believe that he came, well, of course everybody would believe this, they believe that he came here to teach us, to show how to healing, whatever, loving, everything, and had and then left. So Jesus is not coming back again. People think that Jesus will come back. I don't feel Jesus. Jesus did. He was here. He showed us the way, and that's what we have to go by, correct?
Yes.
But why on the cross? Because I got joyful pictures. I was on television 20 years ago in Canada at the time, and I had a picture of Jesus laughing, and I showed it to the right on television. This is the man. This is the guy. This is Jesus. This is what he's like.
Yeah.
But I guess, I'm going to say something. Maybe I'll get myself in trouble. I do not know. Do you believe that people want to see him on the cross because they'll feel better than what he went through? Somebody worse off than him? These people will feel that he was worse off than what they're going through to see him on the cross? Does that make sense?
I don't think so.
Well, why can't they have pictures of Jesus laughing? Like you, you and I, we laughed. Thanks to Jesus for teaching us love and laughter.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next one. There's no self-control. This is very good. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. So true. By me doing this, that I would get emotional about somebody doing something bad to something of mine, I would learn to be calm to speak to them. Because, as they said, calmness is power when you speak, not to get emotional and angry. It doesn't work that way. Right, Swami Sanji?
Yes. The more you live in silence with self-control, and once you calm your mind, you can self-master yourself. It means it will improve your productivity level. It will raise your consciousness. It will help you to take right decision-making skill. It will bring positivity, abundance, full of joy, unconditional love.
Yes.
The moment you remain in calmness of your mind, you will see that some power is coming from unknown, empty space, and you are getting tuned with the vibration of nature, and you becoming one with the nature. You can listen to the talk of the trees. You can listen whatsoever you want, but you need to calm your mind.
Yes.
You can learn how the existence works with you, how the universe is taking control of you, but you need to calm your mind. Yes.
So true. And I find the best way is going into nature. Nobody around, just quiet, trees, and just, wow. Even 10 minutes under a spruce tree can do it for you. Raise your vibration.
Yes. And you have to go on the bank of ocean, river, wherever you are. Maybe you could sit in a garden and just be in the movement. Relax, totally relax.
Yeah, but
and
also,
let go of all the thoughts of fear, anger, jealousy, hatred, whatsoever that pops up into your mind. And gradually you will see that you are becoming calm, silent. Because the mind is chattering and wandering when you are living in this world. But once you go into the nature, what will happen? The nature will try to dissolve. Nature will try to dissolve, decondition, and deprogram your mind in order to live into this moment. And it is possible when you calm your mind and live into silence. Mm-hmm.
Well, I learned meditation 30 years ago when I was learning it. The book had said that I was studying that emptiness, when you're enlightened, your mind is empty. Emptiness is enlightenment. Because your soul evolved into nothings because your mind is empty. And that is from meditating to get there. And when you get to that emptiness, you're getting into enlightenment. Wouldn't you say? Well,
you
empty
are
your mind.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of meditation is to create emptiness, nothingness,
yes,
hollowness,
yes,
in the form of vacuum formation. And from there the enlightenment comes. From there the
yes,
positivity comes. From there the abundance comes. From there you will attract everything into your life from unknown space.
Exactly.
It means the more you try to observe and witness of the thoughts, but you don't have to judge and label any kind of the thoughts. It means if I am sharing my talk with you, the thoughts of past and future are coming into this moment, but we don't have to judge and label of them. We have to just witness of them. And gradually, a thoughtlessness awareness comes out, in which there is a hollowness come, there is an emptiness come, and you are totally live into this moment. Yes.
Yes, and the saying goes, do nothing, accomplish everything.
Yes, that is same.
I love that one. I got it on my wall. Do nothing. I got it right there. Accomplish everything. And it's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one here is, there are some people who always seem angry and continuously look for conflict. Walk away. The battle they are fighting isn't with you. It is with themselves. And when I'm saying that, is I read this too. Intelligence is ignore that type of person. Just ignore it completely and walk away. Correct?
Right.
Next. The secret to having it all is loving it all. I like that. Having it all is loving it all. Wow. This one, life is too short to worry about stupid things. Have fun, fall in love, regret nothing, and don't let people bring you down. Isn't that just regret nothing? Now, regretting,
yes.
I made this poem up in my classes. And it said, to regret nothing is the beginning of all wisdom. And I would ask the class, what does that mean to you? Regret, to regret nothing is the beginning of all wisdom. I'd love to hear what you would say about this if you'd like to, because I know what I'm going to say.
Yes. You have to regret nothing. And that is the beginning of wisdom. It means that when you regret on something, again you are coming into the past. So how can you live into the past? You cannot. From there the wisdom comes out. The more you live into the into this moment, the more you can discover, the more you can love yourself, the more you can laugh, the more you can attract abundance in the form of loving, forgiveness, kindness. Therefore, you have to regret nothing. Means you don't have to go into the past.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, now, and you had said it, and I say it in just a little different than you, but the same answer. When you regret nothing, you're focusing all on the good things instead of putting some of that energy into regretting. So it makes it weaker. You understand what I'm saying? It makes your mind weaker. When you focus on the goodness and the loving and the kindness, then the regret is gone.
Yes, it has already gone.
Yeah. Now we got grief. Grief is the last act of love we have to give to those we loved. Where there is deep grief, there was great love. Isn't it interesting? In other words, how emotionally we felt big with the grief. Where there is deep grief, there was great love for that person or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. I'll write that one now. Come out of the masses, stand alone like a lion, and live your life according to your own light. Hear that, Swami Sanjeev?
It is absolutely right that you have to come out of the masses and live alone.
Yeah.
Though you are not alone, it means that you have already connected with the existence, universe, nature, but you are living alone. It means the more you live alone, the more you discover, explore, innovate, and you can bring more creativity because your decision is independent. Whatever you think, you can go beyond everything. Though you are connected with the people, you are connected with the nature.
Yes. Beautiful, Swami Sanjeev. Now, the sign of a beautiful person is that they always see beauty in others. That's a beautiful one. That's a beautiful one. Point
yeah.
on words.
Everybody has positivity, negativity, good or bad. But the people who are having positive mental attitude, they see the positivity in others and they accept it. But the people who are negative mental attitude, they see the negativity of others, which doesn't work.
Yeah, that is so true. Okay. And just to say this, love is the harmony of the universe. And that is so true. And a little child is saying, open your heart and let love rush in from all corners of the universe. Amen. Practice heartfulness. Dwell in your heart space more. And is there anything else you want to say before I go to the last one? We have the last one coming up. And
So when you open your heart, like the way when kids open their heart, and when you create a space within, you will see that you are deeply connected with the good people who are living with the heart, not with the mind. Because there is a deep connection happen from heart to heart, where you can heal other person, you can transform and awaken other person.
And I really believe it's the power of the subconscious mind that has a lot to do with that. I mean, I shouldn't be even saying that, but it's true. The power of the subconscious mind is what rules us, because what we feel, you know? Anyway, the last one is the most loving one. The most effective medicine here on earth is love unconditional. And I am so happy that I had a father that had unconditional love for his son and his daughter, which is me. My father had unconditional love at all times. Unbelievable. So that's good. That's a good thing, Kitty. But what would you say? Of course, you'd say the same thing. Love everybody. Judge not, lest you be judged.
It is the ultimate and the beautiful love which has no replacement and substitute. And it happens when you don't judge and label any kind of the people. As you explained that you had a love with your father.
Oh, yeah.
You have a love with the nature. You have a love with the existence.
Yeah. I think I'm going to fall in love with a tree.
Yeah, definitely. I can fall in love with the water. And that is unconditional love.
I have unconditional love for the tree.
Yes.
Oh, love and laughter go together. You know that, Swami Sanjeevan. You have the greatest laugh. And when are we're going to do a show of a great laughter one and be able to laugh at it all? Possibly the next one, next month. How's that, Swami Sanjeev? We'll have a laughter-loving one, because you got a laugh that can get my laugh going.
Yes. So, yeah, next month we can go for, yeah.
A good laughter. Like, we could do a little bit now. Just give them a little taste. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Just a little taste. Yeah.
There is nothing bad in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then. Thank you, Swami Sanjeev, for being on the radio to help the world out. And I'm eternally grateful knowing you from India. So God bless everybody, and I'll say a good night and have a great week, and we'll be back with you again next Monday. Thank you, Swami.
Thanks.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And that's it, everybody. Bye for now.